USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Until the tanks are actually moving, the planes are actually flying, the bombs are actually dropping, we're going to do everything we can with diplomacy and with deterrence and dissuasion to get President Putin to reverse the decision that we believe he's made.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CNN over the weekend, holding out a hope a war can be averted in the Ukraine by Russian forces. That glimmer of hope for the goal was announced last night by French President Emmanuel Macron. He and the White House confirmed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as long as he holds off on launching an assault on Ukraine. U.S. officials warn violence appears increasingly more likely. Details for the meeting will be worked out Thursday if Russia does not invade its neighbor. The country of Australia reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years on Monday. Australia's border shut to most non-residents in March of 2020 as the pandemic spread across the world. We are USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Interim Ottawa Police Chief Steve Bell on shutting down the Freedom Convoy in Canada.
We moved officers and equipment into key positions throughout the city and took up 100 checkpoints around the downtown core. We began making arrests of key individuals who were responsible for organizing these unlawful activities. This morning, public order units and a significant number of officers were deployed to support our operations. We first focused on the Nicholas Street area, where unlawful protests were gathered with trucks. Even this morning, all unlawful protesters were given many, many opportunities to leave. Officers then turned to the intersection of Rideau and Sussex, making more arrests and clearing that location.
Ottawa police cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since police began forcefully removing them on Friday. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As Russia continues to move troops along its border, posturing for an invasion into their neighbor Ukraine, some U.S. lawmakers say now is the time to impose sanctions. Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz on Fox News says Biden becoming president is the best thing that could have happened for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Last month, I forced a vote in the United States Senate on sanctions on Nord Stream 2. Every single Democrat in the Senate had voted for my sanctions legislation twice previously. So ironically, while at the same time they were calling the filibuster a Jim Crow racist relic from the past, that same day they were filibustering to protect Russia and Putin, and 44 Democrats gave in to political pressure from the Biden White House. They voted in favor of Russia against sanctions. The president of Ukraine, the prime minister of Ukraine, the president of the Ukrainian parliament all explicitly said, if you want to stop this invasion, sanction Nord Stream 2. Joe Biden becoming president is the best thing that ever happened, tragically, for Vladimir Putin.
February 15th, an explosion on the sun extended millions of kilometers into space. The coronal mass ejection was not directed at Earth. In fact, it was traveling away from Earth, and scientists say we're lucky. Spacecraft not dedicated to solar science felt its blast. The BepiColombo mission, currently in the vicinity of Mercury's orbit, detected a massive increase in the readings from electrons, protons, and heavy ions with its radiation monitor. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.